So we're going to get it popping. Welcome to the podcast. And hey, Dad, by the way, you said hey. So starting off, should we explain, like, what happened? Or does everybody know? What do we do? Where do we start?
Everybody knows what happens. And if you don't know what happened, you live under a rock, and you know what I'm saying, you should inform yourself.
Yeah, so a white female police officer shot a black man in his house. It's pretty much the...
She's gonna be the white lady. What's up, Anthony? I don't know you, but what's up?
That's my dad. Appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to my pops.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? I guess I could have put that together with the Marion last name.
Yeah, word to my creator.
So, yeah. Because, you know, I've been looking at it. I've been following it closely. I see you made a couple posts or whatnot about it.
That denim jacket was like and, perfect. She was like, that's all I do. And I was like, finally
pretty
somebody
much,
that I know that actually appreciates other than
don't
you.
Don't say finally, because I
okay.
Like,
they tried to torture, but they did a horrible job.
It depends.
That's just like, you consider like, black folks have like, went to jail and done 15, 20 years for drug charges. Killed nobody. For drug charges, they have got 15 to 20 years plus. But if they murder men in the house eating ice cream and drinks, it's 10 years. And is only expected to do 5, and then the bailiff and the judge go down there and now watch this thing. Yeah, I watched this thing on YouTube because the jurors came out and started speaking about it, and they was talking about, well, she seemed remorseful, and you could just look in her eyes and see that she didn't really mean it. And I'm like, oh, if you don't get your step in, touch it, coon ass. You know how I feel about coons, yo. I ain't talking about the rodents. They might as well be rodents. I'd rather be out with an actual raccoon. That shit pissed me off so bad.
Honestly.
I feel like the only reason they even came up with the verdict that they did is because the evidence was so strong.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have no choice.
So,
I mean,
you couldn't really deny that evidence.
Like, she was innocent. How are you going to say that woman innocent in any way, shape, or form?
Look, the ice cream was still cold when they got up in there. He had, like, just got home. So you watched this man go in his house.
My thing is, what
that's my thing.
What bothered me with that is the fact that, like, before we even hopped on this podcast, I was talking to Mary about that. And I was like, what don't make sense to me is that there's pictures of them together. So clearly she knew what this man looked like. So when you walked into the apartment and you looked up, even if you were sexting or whatever, I don't care. Ain't no conversation between sexting that damn powerful that you don't know what the fuck the inside of your own apartment looked like. When you realize that that apartment didn't look like yours and this man stood up, and you seen his face, and you done been to parties, and you done kicked it with this man. You knew exactly who he was, and you still shot him. Like, you still shot him. That's what didn't
make
sense.
That's the thing they're not trying to say.
That's what didn't make sense to me. It ain't like
he was laying
a stranger.
Right. He was knocking it down. She was in a relationship, and he probably was, you know what I'm saying, it was on his shit. And was like, I ain't really messing with you like that. And so she knew, since she was a cop, she could pull this bullshit and basically get away with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Never in the history of humanity has somebody walked into the wrong house, dog. Like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, that was the best she could come up with. I walked into the wrong house.
That's some,
bitch, what?
Hey, that's some Three Bears shit. The only thing that I would say is that Goldilocks, I feel like she... I feel like the only other explanation is I felt like she was extremely incompetent. Like, and that's not even really an explanation. But why I say that is because, like, she... there's no justification or explanation. I'm just saying that, like, she's incompetent enough that, like, no matter who it was, you thought to shoot first? Like, what the fuck in your training told you to not look at your surroundings? Like, you thought to shoot first? Like, as I'm always more concerned in these cases about how incompetent the police force is and, like, how it shows us that. Like, that's always what bothers me the most about this shit, is because, like, shorty, how long have you been on the force? What the fuck?
No, it's not that. I don't feel like it's that they're incompetent. They use incompetence as an excuse. They're not incompetent.
Yeah, but then again, that's exactly, where you could see where it was probably exactly, malicious.
Exactly. Yeah, they know exactly what they're like, going to be doing. You were too trained to be like, for somebody that's trained to know when someone's lying. As a police officer, you're trained to keep asking questions to a point where you know someone's lying. You're trained to look at a person and be able to know their description within like a second's time. But you couldn't know within a second's time that that wasn't your house. That makes no sense.
And then there's like a big ass red rug outside. Like, you weren't looking at anything.
None of those, like, signs told you that that wasn't your house.
And who the fuck is just in the dark eating ice cream?
Didn't let you know that that wasn't your house.
Like, like,
come on, man.
My only as far as like the judge hugging her and stuff, the judge got a formal complaint filed against her for that. My biggest concern about that shit is like the brother, like, okay, fine, whatever, compassion, but like the judge, like, that's like court inappropriate, you know what I mean? Like, and a baby's like fixing her hair and shit, like, it's okay, baby. No, it's not. But you know what? You know what I say about that? That goes back to what I said before. And I was saying, I think we as a society have been just conditioned to feel bad for white people, no matter what they do. Like, so everybody naturally, like, felt the need to feel more compassionate towards her. Like, oh, you know, when I was a little kid and I would do things, my grandma would always say, she never meant it. And that's how I feel like we treat white women in America. Like,
she never meant it.
You know, he never meant it. That never, you know, and like, no, like, the problem with white women in America is that, like Casey Anthony, like,
it's the fact that they're never held accountable. Like, black people, we're held accountable to a fault. It don't matter. Like, some of us are ignorant. We don't even know our laws or our rights. But yet, we're still held accountable. She knows her laws, her rights. She knows she's further trained than any of us. But at the end of the day, nobody still want to actually hold her accountable. Like, yeah, they kind of held her accountable. But that 10-year sentence, that ain't shit. She definitely didn't get what she should have deserved. You killed this man in cold blood. In cold blood in his own house. And you get 10 years? Bruh, we got people that sell drugs and get sentenced to 25 years of life for nonviolent crimes. But you want to sentence this woman to 10 years? Like, I got a family member that sat in the feds for 18 years. 18 years, just because he wouldn't snitch. They got him with conspiracy. Never, ever found anything on him. Never had no proof that he did nothing. And this man spent 18 years of his life in jail just because he wouldn't snitch. But she get 10 years and walked into a man's house and killed him in cold blood.
Yeah, but then with everybody consoling her about it, I just feel like
she was scared.
Yeah, like we're all taught to feel bad for them because they feel bad for them all the time, and it's always like,
I don't see why, if she was that scared, why she didn't turn around and run out of her house and call for backup. Hey, there's somebody in my house. You got a whole gang of people that are.
She called the police after the fact,
but never administered CPR.
See, this is where I call into the question that she may just be incompetent. Like, while I do think there was some malicious intent there, like, you called the cops on yourself. Like,
we didn't think to say, "Hey, freeze! Put your hands up."
Get out of my apartment.
She did say that. She said that, but that's clearly not.
I don't think that she said that shit. No one said shit.
She tried to say when she gave her statement in court, when it was recorded, that she was asked him to
put his hands up multiple times. That's
no one,
why.
No one.
But
told
even
him
if
to
she did
that.
Give that command to put your hands up,
he would have fucking put his hands.
Why
up.
Why do he gotta put his hands up? In
but
his
he
own
would
house?
Have because he's a black. Would've. Because he is black, he would have been like, "Bitch, what the fuck you mean?" Either way, I'm in my shit, but my hands are the fuck up because no, I'm not about to die for you.
Why does someone with a bowl of ice cream in their hand have to
need to put
their
hands up?
Yes,
me.
But I'm saying that states that she fucking lied.
Yeah, it do. It
We're
do.
Talking about Amber Geiger.
I don't feel like he was a threat to her at all. He,
no, I
when
don't
When you
either.
First seen him, he had his back to you. Like, how is he a threat? Eating ice cream. What was he gonna do? Spoon you to death? Bitch, you was mad because he wouldn't spoon you no more. Clearly, that's why you shot him. Fucking stupid.
Come on now. Like, in the fact that you even have to debate it and go through all the testimony, regardless of what that man did in his house, you killed him in his house. If he came and punched you square in the fucking face, he had the right, he had every right to do that. And you're in the wrong, period. I don't need to worry about how you felt in another motherfucker's house to why you killed them. No, period.
For real, because guarantee you.
That was baffling me about
this bitch been on fire for a long time. Okay?
Guarantee you, if it was Flip, bro, wouldn't even be this issue. No, it wouldn't even be this issue.
I think if she was a, white man, she wouldn't have gotten no jail time.
Me neither. She's a woman, so they.
No, I think she would. You said she wouldn't have got time if she was a white man.
Yeah,
I don't think she would have.
I don't.
You're absolutely right. And that goes into the whole like patriarchy, all that, like women's rights and stuff like that. But even
I feel
still,
like it was easier
about
for
that
them
rape
to just
case that happened
to just let her go down.
College student.
She's a woman.
My bad, man. Go ahead.
Raped a girl behind the dumpster. Mm-hmm. No, you're fine. It was a college girl that raped a girl behind the dumpster.
Brock Turner.
Left her there for dead. And they gave that boy, what, 6 months probation?
Yep.
But then you had, in these cases, I always bring up Darren Wilson, the one that shot Mike Brown, because, like, that one bothers me the most, because he was, like, a grown-ass man talking about he felt like a 5-year-old against the Hulk. He should have gotten some fucking time. You should not have been a police officer. Like, that was not your training. That was not part of your fucking training.
Anytime, like, we could bring
it up. It's never part of their fucking training, but.
Even when.
And gun. Come on, dog.
Like,
so
I think if she, I don't think if
it's,
she.
It's, and I hope it's not a controversial statement. Fuck her. You know what I'm saying? And everything she's standing for. Her mom,
I concur.
Look, touche. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, no, I concur.
I don't. Nobody's mad about her. But one thing I did kind of want to touch on, because I feel like everybody mad at the black people for like his family and the judge and the bailiff and all that stuff for giving her a hug. But I don't feel like that's something that we should be upset about. And the only reason why I don't feel like we should be upset about it is because I feel like it speaks to black people's compassion and our willingness to forgive. Even when we got our backs pressed against the wall, we still can show compassion for another person. We still could be like, I forgive you. But we don't never get that type of forgiveness or that type of understanding ourselves, but we constantly give that out. So I'm not mad at them for hugging her. I'm not mad at them for showing her compassion. Because at the end of the day, like bro even said before we hopped on here, her life is ruined. Regardless of whether she got 10 years or not, that's a felony. Like, she's not going to really be able to do nothing once she get out.
And have an administrative within 6 months.
Damn.
Blue-eyed white girl.
He said she'll have an administrative job within 6 months.
She might.
Hey, honestly, I want to argue with you, but the Theranos bitch... The bitch, they got, like, she got, like, a whole bunch of people for, like, millions of dollars because she made some blood testing shit that never worked. That bitch can't run a company no more, but I think she has a job right now. Like, so, like, but her life, but honestly, I still think Geiger's life is fucked, though. Oh, yeah, this is my roommate's dog. You like this, Pepe? Yeah,
I feel like, even if her life ain't messed up when she get out of jail, they definitely gonna fuck her up in jail. Like, I just straight up was telling bro before we hopped on here, I'm like, you gotta realize how many, she going into jail with a bunch of other women that have been accused of murder. You know what I mean? And a lot of them women got 25 years of life. They don't care. Unless she going to protective custody.
Look, she... just like the jewel pepper. Huh? She's about to go in there. First off, she's going to Martha Stewart prison. She's going to Martha Stewart prison. Really? So she ain't about to go to the real deal.
Oh, okay.
Here. Okay. And just like the judge showed compassion and all that BS, struggling and fucking jiving. You know what I mean? They're going to do the same thing because, like, it's not the same. A lot of times, this is how I feel. A lot of times, people think that black people deserve the punishments they get. Mm-hmm. And then they try to put all these, like, exceptions for white folks to be like, oh, well, they didn't really mean it. They had mental health and all this bullshit.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's like conditioning. Because they feel more bad for them, too.
Yeah, that shit is, like,
I suffer. Mental health. Bitch,
when you give her a rub like that, what it says to me is you're biased already. You had already knew you was about to go give her a hug. So when you lay down your sentencing, you already have bias as to how much time you're going to give her. So that just kind of, that was a red flag to say that that's why your sentence was like, because she felt sorry for you. But I bet we can go down that judge's case, you know what I mean, all the cases that she sentenced and tried. She probably wasn't light on nobody else that murdered somebody in cold blood like that. Let's just be real.
But that judge is probably gonna. They filed formal complaints against her. That judge will probably end up seeing some kind of like.
But it's not here. It's not a formal complaint by the state. It's not a formal complaint by an oversight committee. It's like it's almost like the NAACP filing a complaint. It's just an organization filing a complaint and trying to get an oversight to investigate. Yeah. So it's more than likely not going
to
go
like
anywhere.
If we were to file a complaint against a police officer because we felt like they did something wrong, it's not the same as if the actual internal investigations was to put something on them and actually search into it. They only gonna look into it so far if they get more than one complaint. If they only get that one complaint, they probably ain't gonna do shit to it.
You know what I mean? Because you have to get more than one.
Right. She's gonna go into her life and she's gonna have some black person in there next week and she's gonna drop the hammer on them. You know what I'm saying? So let's just be real about it.
But
let's talk about the subset.
She got paid to throw her a life sentence. Shit. I wouldn't put it past them.
Let's talk about the subset of
how
Christianity will to black folks to tell us to forgive any transgressions toward us while they mutilated, raped, beat, extorted, destroyed everything, you know what I'm saying? Passed laws that were just hateful and everything else.
Yeah, they think that they can pay
anybody
else.
Hey, look, though. Jesus told you to turn
other
Jesus told you
that black people won't be able to be paid off.
All this
we still gonna be fucking mad. That's the point.
I can't take it. That's why I'm not overly religious like that. Anything that's telling me that somebody does something, I just gotta walk away.
Turn the other cheek.
If you want a fucking quarter of black, they gotta pay you. If they do that law.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the idea of that. That like, if someone does something wrong to you, just don't do anything back. Just walk away. That is a great idea. That is a great like, if the world were perfect type of shit. But nigga, let's keep it all the way real. That's not how it be. And people only gonna take so much. And at the end of the day, stuff like this, it gotta stop. Like, it gotta stop. I'm tired of it. And
it's not an isolated incident. So we keep seeing these stories. Black folks keep getting killed while they unarmed. They get killed even if they got like a license to carry. They get killed for like dumb reasons. And then we're just supposed to forgive these folks.
Cause
I don't care who you are. Killed my brother. I'm going to ask, can I hug you? But as soon as I get up on you, I'm going to rock your world. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to charge me.
That's like, you know, like the situation with Camino Brown. Like, you're talking about people having concealed to carries. This man had a concealed to carry, did everything he was supposed to. I have a concealed to carry. He did everything he was supposed to. He notified the police officer, I got a concealed to carry. Police officer told him not to reach. He went to put his hands back on the steering wheel and got popped in front of his kid and his woman.
But that's where I think it goes into the bigger conversation. Like, I think what we should do as black people and everybody else is take race out of it and make it a conversation. Because race matters. I'm not saying it doesn't. But take race out of it to make it make sense for them and make it a conversation about how you treat or about how the police operate. Like, because it's who we're letting on the fucking police force. Like, why are our police so pussy? Why are our police scared of every fucking thing? Why are they incompetent? Why are they inept to do their fucking jobs? These are the people that are expected to defend white people too. Like, so I think we need to make it that kind of an issue. Like, so white people don't understand shit because they act like race overcomplicates shit. It doesn't. It's just a convenient way for them to act like they don't get it. You feel me? But when you make it, when you flip it, and you make it like, okay, well, you don't want to hear the black card, well, make it about how inept your fucking police, why the fuck are your police directly ignoring their training? Like, no, disabled black people are getting shot. Black people that are, the wrong people are getting fucking shot. When they shot that one dude outside, they were looking for somebody else, and they shot him outside of his grandma's house or something. Looking for the wrong nigga.
My thing is, these niggas be quick to shoot the niggas that don't deserve to be shot, but when it come to people getting killed and shit, they can't determine who the fuck did that.
But that's what I'm saying. That's exactly my point. We have inept police. Like, if we make the conversation about having police that everywhere, like having police that cannot effectively do their fucking jobs for fear, for shitty mental health, for whatever the fuck. I think police officers need to have college degrees, but that's another conversation.
Not only do they need to have college degrees, but some of their fat asses need to go through a monthly PT. There's no reason.
How am I going to fucking trust somebody that's
300 pounds to enough? Chase down somebody that's my size and my fucking speed and fucking get them? Nigga, I don't feel safe. You been eating fucking donuts all goddamn day and your ass can't fucking even breathe long enough to fucking chase somebody. I don't feel safe for that. Y'all need to go through mental. They need to go through mental tests. They need to fucking get college degrees. And they also need to fucking go through PT training, just like you go through PT training when you in the military.
Yeah, like, I was just about to say, like, why do we put our fucking... We put our military through more shit than we put our police through. Exactly. And our domestic issues are pretty fucking bad. Like, we should probably put our police through more fucking training for the domestic issues that they have to deal with, so we don't have grown-ass police officers talking about, oh, I felt like a 5-year-old against the Hulk. Like, against a 19-year-old.
Here's the thing, and I hope I don't get put on a watch list or flagged by the NSA. All those are great ideas. The motherfuckers ain't gonna learn their lesson until a motherfucker show up missing, until they come up missing, and you know what I'm saying, you do something to us and something gets done to you, period. You know what I'm saying? That's not the popular we love everybody view about it, but fuck all of that. Because while we sitting up talking and protesting and all this shit, black people still dying. And I'm with that Malcolm X shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna protect mine by any means necessary. Over it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't enough talking to work, because you can implement these policies, but you know, you like serial killers. It's very intelligent serial killers, so college ain't gonna stop it. You know, next thing they spend $100 million every year training police how to police neighborhoods they're not from.
But Ethan said they need to have law degrees, and I agree with that shit. That's not something I've ever really thought about. But fuck yeah.
I know this is kind of off topic, they should be, but I feel y'all on that, because just like I feel like doctors should have fucking nutritional degrees. Like, you shouldn't just be a doctor and have a medical degree. You should be a doctor and also be able to be well versed in natural cures and natural things to make people feel better. You shouldn't just be able to prescribe somebody some shit that you don't even know what's in it. Most doctors are not. Like, hip to pharmaceutical things or anything. They don't know nothing about that shit. A pharmacist and a doctor are two totally different things.
Hey, he just said some shit, too. That makes sense, too. He fucking... high school disciplinary record. Stop giving bullies badges. Oh, fucking God. Period. Stop giving scared ass bullies badges.
The whole time that they was in high school.
Yeah, the people that... Exactly. They just trying to exact revenge on whoever the fuck... Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Facts.
I don't know who said that. Who's that? Ethan Snow, I feel you, bro.
All I gotta do is go through like 3 months training, pass a little punk ass test that ain't even as hard as a standardized test in high school, and they about to give me a gun to be somebody.
Because if you're racist, you're not
psychologically ready for that.
They do that shit with jurors, so why they don't do that shit with police officers?
make I feel like baby. Is there should be, like she was saying about the doctors, there should be like a police residency. You have to be there. You have to ride with an actual police officer for about a year, maybe two, when all you got is your baton and maybe a taser and some stuff to literally protect yourself and learn how to get out of situations and resolve situations without deadly force. But to just come onto the force and 3 to 6 months later, you have a gun and license to kill, that's like,
that should be questioned.
Negligence, y'all. It's like doing too much. And about the effect of, white, let's look at the history. Though, because at the root of it, let's look at why the police were made. They weren't made to protect all communities.
No, they were made as overseers.
This shit was made to protect white people.
Most of the laws that were made were made before we were ever even considered citizens. So hell no, they wasn't made for us. They was never made for us because we was never made to be or feel like we were citizens. We were always second-class citizens. We have been looked at as property since we stepped foot over here. Even now, we're still looked at as property. All American citizens at this point are looked at as property, whether you're black. Whether you're black or white. And the reason why I say this, nigga, when we fucking are born, what do they give us? A number. A social security number. A number. Like a fucking employee ID number. Nigga, we don't mean shit to them but money. Like me and we just had this, we over here talking now, having a little side conversation, but like police officers, they say that they like screen them or whatever, but why is it that they'll screen a juror harder than they'll screen the people that are supposed to protect and serve us? They go through racial screening. Like, if you are biased in any way, shape, or form, you cannot be a juror. Period. So why don't they give the same training to police officers? I don't understand that. Or why they don't give the same type of screening to police officers? That shit doesn't make any sense to me.
That's facts.
If I was a step foot right now, if I was called to jury duty, and they was like, they was like, here's the case, oh, this a white dude? Oh, yeah, hell yeah, that nigga, I know this nigga serial killer, I know he did it. They would be like, oh, hell no, she can't be no juror. Straight up. But when it comes to police officers, they don't give them type of tests.
Anybody can just get on the force and get a gun.
No, unless you black, they say, oh, do you have any mental problems? Any black person is assumed
property. Period. They're there to enforce laws, and they're there to protect state property. Mm-hmm. They are not there for nothing to serve the community. That's some extra shit they added on at the end.
Whoever, hold on, my Anthony Marion, I hear you, bro. 3/5 of a human being. That shit is real. That shit is real as fuck. I don't even think it was 3/5. I think it was 3/4 of a human. We were counting
It was 3/5.
It was 3/5. 3/5 of a human being.
They never took that shit off either.
And that shit is still or facts. Amended we it. Ain't even looked at as a complete right. person. Like I said, when the laws were made, the laws were never made with black people to be intended for them to protect us at all. Period. So that's why everything is against us. There's laws right now that was in place when we first got here that don't even make sense to be in place right now. Go look up. I think it's a website called like stupidlaws.com or some shit. And you can go on there and like and you will see all the dumbass shit that like especially down south that is illegal to do. And if they really wanted to press the issue, they could. I don't know who this Anthony Marion dude is, but that's your dad. Your dad got facts. Your dad is speaking facts. Like, for real. He said it's still in the books, and that shit is all facts. It's still on the books. That's a lot of that stuff is not even overturned.
No, it's not.
In a lot of states, we still ain't even looked at it as full human beings. Made sure we
knew so Sanji, I got a question.
I took black history in high school, and that's definitely something that's always been talked about.
So we know that the police were not made to really protect and serve us.
No, they weren't.
Do you ever consider if that's ever gonna like be any different? Like, do you ever consider if like because I was thinking like the way that shit needed to change is like white people need to understand the issue differently. As long as white people don't feel like the issue affects them, I don't feel like white people are gonna participate in this issue.
Some
but like,
of them do, bro.
Some of them do. Yeah, of course, but
not all of them. not all of them.
The ones that have the power to make the changes do not.
I feel like I think that they know that is facts and that is true, but they don't want to admit that shit. So like the way I explain it to people, here's the thing. So let's say we all looking at this Red Bull can, right? What y'all see on the front? It just say Red Bull. Me and Tamara, we see the nutrition facts in the back. So if somebody was to sit there on the outside looking in and ask us what we see, y'all would say from that end that y'all see just Red Bull in this can, right? Me and Tamara would say we see vitamin B6, 3-6. Like, we going to read this off. And neither one of us are wrong. The only thing that makes it different is our perspective. That's it. From your perspective, from just your side, this is what you're seeing. From my side, this is what I'm seeing. And that's the issue when it comes to black people and white people, because they don't go through it. So white people, from their perspective, they not seeing the shit that we seeing. They not feeling the shit that we feeling because they ain't going through it. But yeah. From our end, we seeing it. So we all seeing the same shit, but it's different based off of our experiences. And that's why we can't all come to a general agreement of how we should fix this shit. And it ain't ever going to be us coming to a general agreement on how we can fix this shit until we all was able to see this at the same perspective. And that's impossible. It's impossible for us all to see it from the
same perspective. Honestly, I think what would really need to happen practically is, like, the people that have the money and the power to do anything about it would have to be the ones that give a shit to care, and they're not.
Well, I mean,
I think
Michael Marion is, that's facts too. One, they are scared of us.
I've said this before when we've talked, you know what I'm saying? Freedom costs blood. And so the reason that we understand and the reason that we check ourselves when we get pulled over, because we have been conditioned to understand that it could cost us our lives. So they get to act with impunity, take our lives, and there's no consequences. There may be an investigation. There may be some protests. Hell, you might even do some jail time, but ain't nobody gonna die from it, right? But we know if we're not all the way correct at every traffic stop, we could potentially lose our lives. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I mean, like, until black folks is willing to die for some shit, and who wants to die? Nobody. But until black folks is willing to die for some shit, nothing's going to change.
I feel like our generation is
so low-key. We can have as many people. We can try to appeal to different cultures and races. But guess what? It's a reason people ain't just running up in China. It's a reason that we don't just win wars in Vietnam and Iraq and all that, because them folks is ready to die for what they believe in.
But why is our generation so pussy then? Because the generation before us didn't care to die.
We used to be that way. Who?
I said the generation before us, like all the people that came before us, they didn't care to die. Them, they got sprayed down with, you know what I mean, with fire hoses and shit. Why is it that our generation is so weak?
We're not weak, we're just more willing to kill each other.
They was getting murdered, but it was retaliatory. So they started changing the laws because they wasn't going for it. They would pull up on you, you know what I'm saying? People stop police. They used to listen to the police scanners and pull up at traffic stops. Like, that's the part they don't tell you. And so right now we've been pushed into a pacifist point of view, and we just want to talk it out and love each other to death, the people that don't even respect our lives. So, you know, I can talk about it and we can have these discussions, but like I said, until as a group we're ready to die for it, or at least go whoop somebody's ass for it, nothing's gonna change, because that's all they understand. For a history of a race of people that just brutalize and terrorize with no impunity, no concern for even their own people, what the hell would make us think we're going to all of a sudden convince them? They had to make it a law not to hang us from trees. They had to legislate that. And then they didn't even want to enforce it because the cops were the ones hanging us. They had to make it a law, like, we can sit in the same restaurants with them, like, and this is who you want to talk to and negotiate with? Fuck that.
I just want to know how, as black people, how we slip so far as to not be focused on the change for ourselves. Like, we slip so far into this shit that we start doing the work for them. No longer do they have to fucking hang us from trees. We hanging our goddamn selves. No longer do they have to shoot us down. We shooting our goddamn selves down. You got niggas tripping and fighting each other over kilos of drugs and shit.
That's like, poverty.
I mean, but
poverty,
that's not,
poverty makes you desperate.
No, fuck, like, that shit, bro.
No, I'm not making excuses. No, we have choice. We have choices.
But you ain't gotta kill your own brother.
I'm not making excuses for it. We have choices. I'm not killing anybody.
You know what I mean? You ain't gotta. But I'm saying,
like,
people.
No, you don't. But like what I'm
that's
saying,
that's some bullshit. That's an excuse.
No, it's not. But what it's also it's twofold. It's miseducation and it's poverty. You got people that don't see value in black life. Like
they see value in our own life.
No, that's what I'm saying. When I say people, I mean us. Like you'll see another black man. We'll see another black man, and I see value in his life, like on some bishop shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I don't give a fuck about me. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about myself. So as soon as I feel like you ain't shit, I'm gonna pop you. Exactly what that nigga said. And honestly, that movie like was detailing that.
What'd you say, bro?
Here's what I think is the problem. It's all fine and dandy to make all this music about killing our own, selling drugs, and people will accept it because the beat is nice, or that song is lit, or that shit was hard, or they saying some quote-unquote real shit. It's all cool until your cousin gets shot, until it's your family member that's in the casket. But we'll sit up and dance to this music. We'll sit up and watch all these videos that glorify this shit. That's why Worldstar took off, because it was just us beating on each other. It's like a fucking minstrel show. Like, hip-hop is the new minstrel show. And they sitting back and they get to laugh at it. Like, look at these niggas. They don't even respect themselves. We never respected them, but look how we done got them. Even the people that are educated enough to know better, we'll still go and turn up and listen to all these motherfucking songs and follow these people that promote and glorify violence and putting down your own people. So where do we come off trying to appeal to a motherfucker who never gave a fuck about us and just letting our own people slide with putting us down?
I mean, to be fair though, they consume that shit too. So I don't necessarily blame that media. I feel like the problem is that we feel like we need to copy that media, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like
monkey see, monkey.
Yeah, like we don't gotta. Like I listen to trap shit all the time, the same way I listen to all types of other shit. Like I watch it. One of my favorite fucking movies is American Psycho. I'll never kill anybody.
We listen to trap shit and certain shit because we can relate to it. Like you said, that's like even bro was saying earlier. That's poverty. That's based off of our environment. Black people are
obsessed with pain. Like
that's all we know.
It's like all we know, and I feel like our music and everything with us is just constantly trying to exert that pain on other people.
Okay, so here's the thing: you can't blame hip hop though, because at the end of the day, people rap about shit that they go through, about shit that's real life. I don't feel like rappers consciously be like, I'm gonna rap about this shit so that more niggas go kill and murder and do shit. They rapping about that shit because that's what they've grown up in. That's their environment, nigga. Me being an artist myself, and I've definitely written different shit that when my mom read the shit, she didn't like that shit because she like, what the fuck is this? But at the end of the day, I went through that shit. So even though she didn't like it, I wrote about it because I went through it and I wrote my pain down in my art. Nigga, that had nothing to do with me trying to tell y'all, oh, go rob somebody. That had nothing to do with me telling y'all, oh, go sell drugs because at one point I did this or I did that. I'm just telling you what my life experience was and how I got to where I am. I don't feel like black people do that to tell people to do the shit. They do it because that's what they've been through. And ain't none of us being the people. How the fuck we get coke over here? Nigga, white people brought that shit over here. I don't care what nobody say. Drugs got brought over here, not even from us. Drugs got brought over here through white people. Period. Nigga, they be stuffing fucking military caskets and shit with that shit. Fuck out of here. American Gangster, that shit real. That's a real life ass story.
I know it. Black folks do get defensive because you like the song. That's fine. But you got to understand how much it impacts you, because while we're intelligent enough to do it, some little impressionable 13-year-old or 14-year-old is not. There's a lot of decisions that's made off of influence. And if we as the older black folks, because that's where our generation fucked up, the 80s and the early 90s, that's where they fucked up, because they was like, oh, no, it don't affect nothing. The music don't mean nothing. The cultural influences don't mean nothing. What we condone and glorify and promote, that don't mean nothing. He makes his own decisions. When the whole time these little 7 to 15-year-olds is looking at us like, well, they do it. And they'll tell you that. I grew up, I seen my cousin doing this. my cousin listened to this type of music and he was about that life. It's some old real test. Like, I'm a real nigga if I do this. And that's what they put in the music. That's what they put in the media. Negro's favorite shows right now is Empire and Power. Two shows about niggas getting over each other, not trusting each other, and killing each other. Why do we enjoy that shit so much?
I hate that shit.
But that's the thing. I hate that shit. People relate to it. I don't even feel like people thoroughly enjoy it. They just watch it because they can relate.
Niggas can't really relate to that shit. I feel like that's just some kind of weird power. It's like a weird power fantasy that we have. Like, kind of like Dragon Ball Z is like a power fantasy. Like, it's like those kind of shows is like, it's like Black Shonen.
I feel like certain people can definitely relate to some of that shit.
It's not exclusive to black people. This is what I'm saying. When these school shooters and these mass murderers, when they write about it, they cite their influences. It could be CNN. It could be Fox News. It could be the president. It could be actual white supremacist pages. Influence matters, and black people, I'm sorry, but we always try to play it off like everybody is right in the head and everybody can discern what's real and what's not. Of course, we know this rapper probably don't even do half the shit he raps about, but to a motherfucker who really ain't got it all and all they knew is some street shit, that sound like the Bible to them. And so they're gonna go out there and they're gonna act on that, because what you intake into your psyche is literally what you think. Literally what you think. And to put it like, that doesn't influence how we move and how we act. That, to me, is negligent.
Okay, so I feel you on that, but how do we change that? So how do we go from just rapping about our experiences and getting, how do we change? Like, that's the thing. We can have these conversations, but without, being like, what are we going to do next from here? Like, what is it? Because at the end of the day, people still gonna rap about selling drugs. People still gonna rap about getting money. Niggas still gonna rap about just fucking bitches. So how, at the end of the day, do we take that culture that literally has already been forced upon us and turn that into something?
I think the best thing that we can do is educate our kids the same way white people educate theirs. We're not the only ones that consume that music anymore. White people actually consume.
I mean, they do.
White people consume that shit more than we do, and that's why I would say the best that we can say is we just try to raise our kids to know better. Like, the same way that they raise their kids to know better, they consume that shit now too, and they don't go do that shit. So
not just the people that are around you, because there's a lot of kids out here that fall into that because they. Nobody, like no role models, not even just role models, just somebody that's older than them telling them
no support.
What to do we difference. Gotta go but back guess to what? Like
the dudes that the dude they don't know them either, but they like, well, shit, you can get to this game, you can smoke with me, and we'll be your friend. All you gotta do is put in this work, all you gotta do is sell a little bit of these drugs. And to an impressionable young man or woman, you just want some friends, you just want some acceptance, and maybe don't get that from other people. That sounds like gold, but I tell you what, I did the mentoring stuff. All it takes is for an adult to care about a kid to change their decision making, to change how they feel about things. But what we do is, well, that ain't my cousin. I don't know that little motherfucker. And it's funny and it's jokes and shit. But if more people got outside their bubble and stopped worrying about themselves, get over that whole rugged individualism that they try to push on the black community and actually cared about the black community and cared about this random kid and intervened in their lives, it would definitely change. Like, the kid don't have to be related to you for you to step in. The kid don't have to be your, you know what I'm saying, your area for you to step in and affect psyche and their change. So I feel like that's what we can do better in my generation. Because what I see a lot of people doing, and they, you know, it's hella memes up, talking about fuck them kids and stuff. And that's, haha, that's funny in the moment. But that's how people really feel, dog.
Oh,
and when I did the mentoring, we did 75 black boys. And a lot of them was from, you know what I'm saying, they was from gangs.
We got to go back to that thinking day. Where it takes a village to raise a child. Cause that shit facts. Like our parents exactly. had that shit together. Like I don't know what era exactly everybody was born in that's watching this, but I know, bro. I know for a fact you was still born in this fucking era to where if you did some shit and your neighbors caught you doing some shit, 9 times out of 10 they gonna whoop your ass.
You caught that.
And then they gonna take you back to your mama house and they gonna be like, "Hey, I seen Lil John or whatever fuck your name is." Doing this and this and that and the third, I whooped them, but this is why I whooped them. And your parents be like, "Oh, for real, you was doing that?" And then they whoop you too. Like, and I'm not saying necessarily that whooping your kids is the end all be all. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, as a whole, we have to try to teach kids as well as discipline them. And it don't even gotta be whoop that ass. Because I'm gonna keep a G with you. My godsons, I got 2 godsons. They mom will whoop them. They'll go right back and do whatever the fuck she asked them not to do after whooping them. I literally would be like, "Why did you do that? You know I'm disappointed in you for doing that because you know better than that." And these little niggas will start crying, bawling. I'd be like, "All right, go to the corner. You in timeout?" And I know most black people like timeout, nigga. That shit.
You don't gotta hit every kid, dude.
Everything. Like, I'm not saying that all kids are the same, because not all kids are the same. Some kids you do gotta whoop their ass, because they gonna test you. Some kids do, you gotta whoop their ass. But, like, a couple, you ain't gotta whoop all your... every kid don't need to be whooped. My godsons, literally, I gotta tell them, I'm disappointed. You knew you wasn't supposed to do that. So why'd you do it? And these little niggas start bawling. Okay, that's cool, you could cry. But I'm gonna need you to cry in the corner for the next 20 minutes. Great.
I don't whoop all the time. Agree with that. It's not everything involves a whooping, but sometimes you're going to get it.
Yeah,
but
sometimes.
In a sense that what you're saying is, and what's mentioned for me a long time ago, people don't care until they know you care. And kids can smell bullshit from a mile away. Kids ain't doing no faking. So if they know you really don't care, and they don't care.
Yeah.
Period. If you're just doing it to look for them to be quiet, or you trying to control them, kids going to rebel against that all day. But if you show them that you give a fuck, they will listen to you like that more than they listen to their parents. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said, all right, our generation, we definitely got to do better at grabbing these kids up and showing them that it's other ways to identify with being black than just trap music, drugs.
That's the issue too with our generation. A lot of us don't feel like it's our turn to fucking be the ones. Like, we don't feel like, I feel like a lot of people in our generation ain't that mature yet. Like, they don't understand that. Like, we're the adults now. It ain't up to our moms. It ain't up to our grandmas to do this shit. Like, we gotta do this. It's up to us. This is our time to, like, actually make a difference. Either put up or shut up. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like it's hard, though, just because, like, a lot of us still feel like kids, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like that because I feel like a lot of us had our childhood taken from us.
And our idea
before we was ever supposed to have that shit taken from us.
What the fuck is our idea of being an adult as black people? Having a car, having an apartment, and having a job.
That's
the idea of being an adult as a black person.
And motherfuckers be like, "My bills is paid. I may be broke, but my bills is paid." That's like that's all you want.
No, not even that. Like, fuck your mental health. Like, fuck your happiness. Like, fuck if you know how to handle a proper relationship of any kind, platonic or romantic. Like, fuck anything else.
How many people have all that stuff that you said and are just massively depressed?
A lot.
Quite a few.
They'll sit up and they'll stack up all the things they have and are depressed.
But how many of us really ain't depressed, though? You know how many people I done came into contact with that are like, have at one point been depressed or are depressed now in their life, whether they got that shit or not?
You know, I was just about to bring that up. You know what's crazy? I was just talking to the homie about that shit the other day. I got homies that, like, don't have shit. Like, no car, like, no crib, like, sell hard drugs, like, happy as fuck. And then we be out here, like, niggas with their shit together in any, whatever you think that means. And be depressed and shit. And it's just like, because we've been taught to put our worth into things the same way white people teach their kids. Like, all that shit rub off on our community, but in the wrong way. You know what I mean? Like,
bring it full circle, to bring it full circle on what we talked about earlier, that same hug that the judge gave old girl, I'm not going to say her name, but the same hug that the judge gave old girl, we need to be giving our people that hug, dog. There's a lack of empathy. There's a lack of love in our community. We really don't like each other because we don't like ourselves. So how is it that you can go up and hug this white woman that killed somebody? Fucking, like you said, fuck what race they was. You sitting up hugging somebody who didn't have compassion for another person's life. But I'm pretty sure you convicted a bunch of black boys and black girls way harder than y'all did. I'm sure y'all sentenced them way harder than y'all did with old girl. And there was no compassion shown. So black people got to get out of this thing like it's funny to put each other down. We got to get out of this thing like it's funny to compare each other's lives. We got to get out of that toxic shit. That's some toxic shit. And we think it's funny. It's jokes and shit.
Yeah, that's smart.
Not funny. And a lack that, like you said, that drug dealer who ain't got nothing, he probably got people who love him, and that's why he's smiling like that, and that's why he's happy. But that person who go to work and got all their shit together, quote unquote, is by themselves with all their money and all their stuff. And so they really want to kill themselves because they don't have no valuable relationships in their lives. And so if we feel like that as an adult, imagine how a child would feel and they don't even have a means to get the stuff that they want. And they feel like they ain't got nobody and nobody gives a fuck about them. Yeah. It's no wonder why we're starting to see the problem. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's way deeper than the surface. And I feel like there's a lot of factors, but we can directly change it by just talking to each young person that we see and pouring into them and giving a real fuck about them. Because the cops ain't going to stop doing what they doing. White supremacy ain't going to stop doing what it do. So we going to have to really be active in what we're doing. And it's things like this. You know what I'm saying? The conversations that we have. You know what I mean? The podcast that we're doing. And, you know, I hope it grows. And we both hope it grows into something to where we can actually start going out and meeting with these young people. And start working with organizations and doing it. That's right. What they need, dog. They don't need another fucking YBN, whatever the fuck, or a fucking Little Dookie or whatever the fuck. Whoever the fuck comes out, gun playing.
Little Dookie.
It's basically that nigga's rap career.
He's stupid.
Because the beats are catchy and the songs aren't tight. But I can discern that as an adult. A little kid can't. And we're putting no filter on it. We're just letting these kids do whatever they want.
But, bro, you got to realize,
too. Wondering
why
they do whatever they
want. It wasn't really that much different when we was kids, though. Like, it was still the same culture of shit going on when we was kids. But look at how we grew up. Like you said, as an adult, you're able to discern the difference. Like, to a certain extent, yes, it is. It is our goal. It is our job, I feel like, to help the next generation. But if they own family ain't helping them, if the parents, the mom and the dad ain't worried about their well-being and how they turn up as a, you know, turn out as an individual, how can we really change that? I feel like all that shit still started at home. Because at the end of the day, I feel like the reason why me, you, and Tamara are different maybe than somebody else is because of the type of support that we had, the type of upbringing we have. I don't know what type of upbringing you have as much as I do between Tamara. Like, I know Tamara.
My nigga's an old soul.
Just because me and this nigga been fucking each other since fucking high school. A little bit.
My nigga Sanji's an old soul.
I mean, I feel that just based off of what he said, but I still don't know his upbringing. But I know your upbringing. I know your grandma gave a fuck. Like, you know what I mean? I know for a fact, like, my mom and my dad, they gave a fuck. Like, I
it's
wasn't.
It's a valid question for sure.
I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, bro, how we, like, we can do everything that we can, but if the parents ain't supportive of it, and let's say, okay, we got this kid, and we giving them everything positive. We putting everything positive that we can put into them. We giving all of our positive energy, resources, all that. And then they go back home, and they still going home to a dysfunctional, toxic-ass house. How the fuck do we battle that when that's what they deal with on a 24/7 basis?
Like
even if only for 3 hours they with us and they got 3 hours of positivity, but they got 21 hours of bullshit. How do we deal with that? You know what I mean? Like,
here's what's so dope about children. Here's what's so dope about young minds is young people and these babies, they are resilient. You understand? They are resilient. And so I can't control what happens at home. I can't control who they run into in their neighborhoods. So what I'm going to do is unconditionally, that means no in-betweens, that means I allow them room for mistakes and errors, I allow them the choice of choosing, but unconditionally, I need to love them enough to never stop doing what I can to affect change in their lives. I can't worry about what another person, even if it is their mom, dad, cousin, brother, sister, that's none of my business. All I can do is be who I am to them, and hopefully, not that I got to go above and beyond.